The Doghouse with JV and Elvis. Hey, I'm JV.
Hello, it's Elvis.
And this is producer Natasha Yee.
We're going to start the show with the most disappointing thing that I have ever heard in my life.
What? Really?
It's bad.
Oh, no.
Apparently, the era of drunk, debaucherous bachelor parties is about over. It's about dying off here.
What? You're kidding me.
Guys, it says here, and I talked about this on the morning show, but I figured we could all explore it a little further.
Okay.
Guys are leaning more towards things like art and some fancy restaurants rather than binge drinking and going to strip clubs.
Wait a second.
It's just so pathetic.
Why? What is happening to our society? A bachelor party is about getting super slammed and doing things you don't that you take to your grave.
Yeah.
It's your
secret. Hopefully, there's always someone that talks.
I never understood why guys do bachelor parties. They're stupid. They're
let me first say this. They never end up being what you hope they're going to be.
True.
In your mind, you're getting so hyped up and you're like, oh my God, this is going to be fun. And let me tell you why. The biggest reason that it's disappointing is you got to focus, I guess, on the bachelor. He's always hairy. I don't know why this guy don't shave, but they start pulling the guy's trousers down, and it's like, oh, Jesus.
We don't need to.
And quite frankly, any girl that works for a bachelor party service like your friend Brett, who does bachelor party stuff. If you work for a service like this, you're bottom barrel. These girls are nasty.
Great point, because if you were really the great stripper, you'd be in the big strip clubs making the big dough.
But the concept sounds fantastic.
So are bachelor parties like the ultimate test before you get married to see if you'll cheat?
Or if you're really ready. You want percentages? 50% of men do something they shouldn't do.
Are you serious?
100% feel guilty or like come out of a, well, not 100%. There are a couple of D-bags out in the world. You have some guys that, oh, yeah, I got me some and I'm about to get married. I don't care. But usually the bachelor is so gone. He's so wasted. He's so drunk. And he's saying to the guys beforehand, I'm not going to do anything. I don't want it. And people are like, shut up. Have yourself another shot. Next thing you know, he's passed out on the bed and people are throwing these nasty girls on top of him. And then he comes out going, did I do something? Yes, you did, Chuck. Yes, you did. That's when you judge him. Yeah, you did.
He's got lipstick and snail trails all over him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's covered like that. I got to be honest.
And then you judge him, right?
Yeah, of course.
You did. You nasty.
Yeah. At my bachelor party,
You had a bachelor party?
I did. Wow. But it was thrown
Elvis
by.
Elvis had a bachelor party.
It was thrown by my brother, who's gay. Okay. And there were sandwiches, there were balloons, and it was not what you might call. I got to give him credit. He got a stripper, but she was more into conversation than anything because nobody really wanted to take her clothes off. And, you know, no offense.
You know, a lot of people, Natasha, will do the bachelor parties where it's a joke. Like the guy is getting so revved up, he's thinking, oh, I'm going to get strippers. And then, you know, what comes out is either some guy or just some
dude in a cake, an old lady or something.
Yeah.
Or a donkey.
You know what? Because I know these percentages, that's why I always go to any bachelor party that JV gets invited to.
Oh.
And I have a great time.
But why, you don't trust me?
I trust you.
You know I wouldn't do anything.
I trust you, but
she goes to bachelor parties with you?
I have a great time at bachelor parties.
I'm sure you do.
You did? What bachelor party did we go to?
Our good friend Weston and a I went to a couple others. But you know what? I think girls, they like it when I go to bachelor parties because then they feel safer. They feel
If there's a girl there to kind of...
Agreed. Little chaperone. Little watch how things are going there. Yeah. Nobody gets out of control.
Yeah.
But art and fine food? That's what this world's come to?
That, it says here, the two reasons are, well, you know, guys are getting married a little bit later. So in their 30s, they're a different human being than in their 20s. Yeah, meaning, guys, you're not wanting the art. It means that you have had this woman browbeat you.
Thank you. That was the word I was going to use.
In your 20s, you're strong enough and you have enough venom and testosterone to tell the girl, no.
Yeah,
no. These are my friends. I'm going to a bachelor party. It's a rite of passage. This is what I'm going to do, and if you don't trust me, you have issues.
Yeah.
But then by 30, you're like, all right, well, she's, you know, controlling everything.
Yeah. So that was me. I was 30 when I got
married. You start to smarten up.
You're like, I don't need this in my life. Yeah.
Smarten up. No, you try. Yeah, you start to get forced into acting a certain way.
Nope.
They force you into being somebody you're not.
The other reason it says, and here's the sad thing.
Oh no.
Here's the sad. It's sad. It's borderline disgusting.
Oh no.
It also says the other reason that we're not seeing the all-out debauchery at bachelor parties is because millennials don't like to drink so much like the other generations.
Jesus Christ, millennials.
Shut up, you weenies.
What are you growing consciousness for? Don't even
drink. We don't like to drink and go to strip clubs. You know what's a strip club? Strippers.
People don't like to drink anymore because they discovered something better. Mollies and weed.
That's a good point.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
But, oh, yeah, so a molly and a joint doesn't really go with the strip club debauchery scene,
but
does it?
If you see
So, wait, you're going to get high? You got to have some really good molly action that you're so high. I just want to stare at art.
Yeah. Remember that one time we got on mollies and stared at art? That's what I want to do for my bachelor party.
Yeah, you were
out
there.
No, that's a sign that it's some good stuff.
You know, if you see an out-of-control party and it's wedding-related, it's a bachelorette party. Those women still do it up. I've seen a few lately or in the last few years that it's like, Jesus, they're all slurring.
You think so? So then they've changed because I always, not to be negative, ladies, but I always looked at your parties like they were very lame. Yeah. All right, now we've got to go up to the next guy and see what his underwear tag says.
I think a high percentage of brides, they hope that during their bachelorette party, something crazy happens.
Mm.
Yes.
But not sex, right?
I don't know. Mm. I've been to bachelorette parties where I knew in my heart that the girl was hoping that we were going to surprise her with something very
with like sex.
Yes, wow. Something like
wow.
That.
Wow. Some...
Well, then you know what that makes her. You know what it makes her.
What?
What? You don't know?
A slut-o-matic?
Dude, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, I'm just a.
Well, it's like because she knows it's her last.
Hurrah!
Yeah.
And what sucks is this is your last night, and what do you get but about the grossest person on the planet? Yeah. There's nothing more gross than a male stripper. There's not.
True.
So that's what they want?
Yeah, I know. It's so bad. He's got such...
Nasty.
He's got like three coats of lacquer in his hair. He's got a body that's like half shaved.
Natasha, what do you think of male strippers? You were with one for 7 years.
Was she really? I didn't know he was a male stripper.
Yeah.
Have you
oh
not
my
paid
God.
Do you listen to the show?
Wait, I don't remember you bringing up that he was
her
a male
ex,
stripper.
Yeah. I think he popped on television once. We were watching a reality show, and Natasha goes, that guy that just that popped up on the screen there? She goes, I think. She goes, I don't know, but it might have been my ex. He was nasty.
You know, I still think that it was him, but
if so,
older.
If so, you have some apologizing to do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
I told you you would be.
Wow.
If I met your man right now, would you be embarrassed?
He's not my man.
Ooh, she got indignant
if
there.
If I met your ex right now. See, you can rip on my past all you want, but I could be comfortable in saying, yeah, Natasha, this is Roxanne.
Yeah, because all of your exes are beautiful women. And
they're nice.
And they're nice.
There are nothing to be ashamed
was
of.
Kind of.
Was
you
a,
know,
a gross stripper
yeah,
that
he
yeah,
was.
Probably
I'm
you.
Sorry,
yeah,
I was young.
Did you
and
meet him at a
even...
bachelorette party?
No.
At least you're apologizing.
Yeah, there
I'm
geez,
sorry.
You owe me another one. Give me another one.
I'm sorry.
I was sick. That's what she that's her due to apology.
I was.
I'm sorry I was depressed and I was injured.
Yeah.
And I had a leak guard.
I'm sorry. That's our go-to.
When I smartened up, I left him, so yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding. You know,
it's a joke.
Clearly. I hope everyone knows that I'm kidding. You know, there are a few people going that will jump on social media going, why are you making her apologize for her past? Because it's radio and because it's silly. And because you owe me another apology.
Big
That's
one.
Disgusting. Yeah, how could you
I've
date that?
I've always told you that I hope to God that we never bump into my ex because I would be so embarrassed.
Did you guys have like a gallon of baby oil for him to oil up every night? Like in the bathroom? Because those guys are always oily, right?
Oh, yeah.
What'd he tell you? Where's all my little tiny bikinis? Where's my thongs?
I'm working.
You know, I was always very embarrassed to go do his thing.
It's the doghouse. When we come back, we have a guest.
Yeah.
Yesterday on the show, Natasha shared a very crazy dream that she had, and then Elvis shared one as well. Both the dreams, very bizarre. We have a dream expert on to tell us what these dreams mean next. The Doghouse with JV and Elvis. I'm JV.
Hello, it's Elvis.
And producer Natasha Yee is not here. She picks the worst time to go to the turdlet.
Well, she said it's a tinkle.
Sure. Are yeah. you believing it?
No, because I...
You walk
like,
by.
It looks like she grew a tail.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like...
As she was leaving?
Yeah.
Oh. Hey,
there
Natasha.
She is. Hello.
I was trying to tell Elvis you just had a tinkle.
Yeah, no, he said... He didn't say that.
Anyway,
that's okay.
We are trying to get to a guest here.
Mm-hmm.
She is a dream expert. What's her name?
Lori Quinn Loewenberg. Lori Quinn Loewenberg.
Let it be Loewenberg.
That was Lori a good beer Quinn. Back in the day.
Loewenberg.
Yes, and our website's thedreamzone.com.
Who cares?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. So yesterday, like I said, Natasha had a crazy dream. She said it really scared her. Yeah. Elvis had a crazy dream. It scared him.
I did.
So we're like, let's see what it means. Lori Quinn Loewenberg, good afternoon. Mm-hmm. Is there any way you could shorten your name?
Well, if you take out the Quinn, you'll sound like Elmer Fudd.
Lori Loewenberg.
Loewenberg.
Lori Loewenberg.
Yeah.
Oh, so you got to. How about just Lori Quinn?
That's fine.
Yeah. How about Dream Lady?
Or Dream Goddess.
Dream Goddess. I love it. All right. So yesterday on the show, Natasha was like, I got to tell you about a dream that I have. It was so scary. Share it again, and then maybe Lori can explain what she thinks is going on,
right.
What this dream means.
So, hi, Lori. So I had a dream that in my dream, I was lying down. I was resting, and then all of a sudden, I noticed something at the bottom of my feet, and I look down, and there's a lobster by my feet. So, and it's not really moving. So I look at it, I'm like, oh my gosh! So I go down to reach it, and then all of a sudden, the claws come out, and it's trying to claw at me. So I try to bend it. I'm trying to bend the lobster. And then as I'm bending it, as I'm like ready to like bend it, really like break it in half, I wake up and
don't tell us any more yet. I just want to see what that means. Lori Quinn.
Okay.
Loewenberg.
All right. Since you had the dream night before last, it's going to be connected to something that happened the day before, something you talked about, something that happened, or something that affected you the day before the dream. I noticed you said the claws came out. That's what we tend to say when we talk about someone who's getting really mad at something. Okay, and also you're trying to bend the lobster. That may be connected to you trying to bend to someone else's wants or needs.
She better, because I'm married to her.
Oh,
tough guy. Yeah.
No, seriously, I've been asking her lately, because we're always doing missionary. I'm just like, can you bend over one time?
What a hard guy. Come on.
Why, she knows that I love her. I just bend
tired
it over.
Of missionary.
Mix
yeah.
it up.
Tired
you're
of missionary. Tired of it too, right?
All right, so here's the thing, though. What Natasha was about to tell you is that when she woke up, our dog was there. And our dog, like, when he sleeps at Natasha's legs, our dog loves being right next to Natasha. It's where he feels most comfortable. But once he's asleep, she better not move him. So once she moved her leg a little bit, then he gets his little teeth out, and he's like, ah, yeah, yeah. So they weren't claws. It was my dog's teeth, like, you know, grabbing at her and biting her. So she's like, oh, my God, it's a lobster.
Well, as I was waking up, I had my both hands on my dog, and I was bending my dog. And he was trying to bite me, like, what the heck are you doing?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, here's this interesting thing. What you had is what we call an outside interference dream, where something's going on in your reality, and your dreamy mind will kind of flawlessly incorporate it into the storyline of the dream.
Right.
My theory is that even though an outside influence is affecting the dreamy mind is still using it, the way it incorporates it into the storyline. There's still meaning there.
Yeah.
So why a lobster? Of all things, lobsters are known to be boiled in hot water.
True.
So is there a situation going on right now where you feel maybe you're in hot water or someone around you is?
You know what? Lately, my husband, JV over here, he's been getting kind of angry with me that he's been saying lately that I'm arguing with him a lot. Like anything he says, I have to argue or say the opposite.
I'm not angry, but what I've noticed is that no matter what I say, she just wants to disagree.
Wow. It's not that I want to disagree. I just disagree.
All right, so we have Lori Quinn Loewenberg on. She is a dream analyst and expert. And Elvis also yesterday said that he had a crazy dream.
Yeah, I dreamt also night before last that I was inside my iPhone, and I was, because I was stressing all night about, you know, getting up in the morning, and I was in the alarm app.
It was
and I was looking around, and behind me, the thing was like, it was running down toward the time, and I couldn't get out, and I was pounding on the screen. And I remember there's a crack in the screen, too, and there's a crack in my screen.
Yeah, and you were in the phone, though.
I was in the phone.
Okay, what's going on there?
Okay, this is it's kind of obvious, but it's also a good indication that you may, because you were in the phone, is a good indication you're totally overwhelmed and consumed by, you know, your schedule and technology and perhaps social media, everything that your phone, you know, offers you.
As far as the time, I can see that because he does have to work a whole 2.5 hours.
Jesus Christ!
Now,
stresses me out!
Now, you being overwhelmed by all of this, Elvis was kind of out of radio for a little bit, and when he's come back, he's now dealing with social media and everything being updated. It's a lot.
When I was in radio before, Lori, everything was on tape.
Yeah, and he had this yellow, he came back with a yellow notepad. I go, what the hell's that?
What's a computer? Maybe I'm freaking out on technology.
Wow. Like the phone, do you feel like you're about to crack?
No, I don't.
You do. Be honest. You do.
No, maybe. Close. I have been having panic attacks.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh,
you know.
No.
Yeah. So I don't know. Well,
I think that was a pretty good one right there.
Yeah, I do.
We have a listener that has been experiencing a dream or two. Let's bring this person on really quick. Again, and Lori, what is your webpage for people that want their dreams to be maybe analyzed or they want to learn more?
It's real easy to remember. It's thedreamzone.com. Just remember the Twilight Zone, and don't forget the thedreamzone.com. That's where you can get my latest book. It's also where you can play around with my instant-free dream decoder.
All right.
Okay, cool. Let's get to Graham. Hi, Graham. You're on the Doghouse.
Hey, guys. I'm a big fan of the show. I've been a long-time listener, but this is actually my first time calling in.
Oh, cool. Welcome.
Good to have you.
You're on with dream goddess Lori Quinn. What do you have?
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Hi. I really wanted to ask you, I've been having a lot of very vivid, like real realistic dreams lately. You know, a lot of people, you know, you have kind of the funny dream that you know is not true, you know, having sex with a unicorn or something. But then you have those ones that are just really realistic. And I work overnight, so I sleep a lot in the afternoon. Maybe that's it. It's usually right around, I don't know, between 4 and 6 p.m. I have these really, really vivid dreams. I wake up from, they seem super real. It's always me, and I'm on the phone. I'm calling in to a radio show, and it's always like, you know, I go through this thing. I've never called in before, and then I'm always on with some sort of expert. And, you know, I'm saying something stupid and kind of rambling, sort of like I am now. And then I snap out of it, wake up just in a panic. So I kind of wanted to ask you, because these things seem so real. One, am I dreaming right now? Or two, what does this dream mean? Like, and why am I having this? Probably, it's about once a week, and it's usually, right in the afternoon.
Well, here's how you find out if you're dreaming. Go up a very tall flight of stairs right now. Open the window and jump.
I live in a one-story house.
Can you get up on the roof?
Okay, well, I'm going to need a ladder for that. That seems complicated.
Well, go ahead and get it. We'll wait.
Okay.
We don't have time for that.
We're not going to wait for you to get your ladder. We actually, all right, Graham, thanks.
Yeah, buddy.
It was nice talking to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
All right. TheDreamZone.com.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lori, so much for spending time with us. You have a great day today.
Wonderful day.
All right. Sweet dreams.
Okay. Bye-bye. Oh, look at that.
That was nice.
I just went to her website, FYI.
Yeah.
And she's a beautiful redhead. Beautiful.
Oh, here we go.
I'm not kidding.
Now you're going to try to set Elvis up with the redhead.
No, swear to God, this woman is very
beautiful. Let me see.
She's married.
She's married.
Lori Quinn Loewenberg.
She's a very attractive redheaded woman.
So you've already invested. You already saw the picture.
Went through everything. Yeah, saw the pictures on Facebook.
He's
married. With her husband.
And they're real serious.
They
I've
got
tried.
Kids. Yeah.
I really tried to hit a message to her privately.
She's blocked me.
The Doghouse with JB and Elvis. I'm JB.
Hello, it's Elvis.
And this is producer Natasha Yee.
So there's a guy by the name of Andy Cohen. He is running the Bravo network. Whoever went to Bravo before?
Nobody,
man. You had the one guy doing interviews, the old guy with the tan and the dyed beard job. But now you have the Real Housewives and all kinds of reality television. It's the program director behind all of this was Andy Cohen.
He's the brains behind Bravo, definitely.
And so, and at some point, he decided to give himself. He was like, oh, "Look, I'm going to host all these specials," and then he decided, "I'm also going to give myself a show."
Right.
Every
right.
night, it's called Watch What Happens Live.
That's it. That's the one.
Do you like him?
I'm not a huge fan. He's okay to me.
I like him.
I think maybe because the fact that he is the guy who put himself on a show. It kind of just rubs me the wrong way. He's okay.
So a guy that works behind the scenes shouldn't give himself a shot. What if he gives himself a shot and it works because it's working?
Mm.
He has all kinds of celebrities on that show, and he actually gets ratings.
There's another thing about Bravo that I don't like. I'm not a big fan of all these housewife shows.
Yeah.
I hate them, and that seems like that's all that's on there. It used to have a really good show as far as Top Chef, but I think Top Chef moved to another one.
Nah, kick that crap off.
I love Top
Who
Chef.
Who cares about Top Chef? Give
I
me
do.
Drama.
I like the Housewives shows.
I do, too. Natasha and I are addicted. All right, so Andy Cohen had Nick Jonas on.
Okay.
Last night, I do believe, and he was asking him some private questions.
Mm-hmm.
We'll let Nick Jonas answer, and then I thought we would answer.
Okay.
Would you be into watching porn in the bedroom with someone?
Elvis, watching porn in the bedroom with someone?
It depends who it is.
It's your new girlfriend, Jasmine.
Okay, slow that roll. I guess if we both agreed to it, we've been, you know.
If we both agreed.
And
so wait, you say to her, are you in agreement to watch porn together?
Yeah, I don't know how I'd bring that one up. I really don't.
I myself could never, ever, ever watch porn with Natasha sober.
Oh, yeah. You've got to have something going on. There's got to be a...
Natasha, could you watch it sober?
I mean,
sitting down going through porn titles.
I mean, we have the ability to watch it sober. Yes. I mean, we would be laughing the whole time.
I would be so embarrassed.
Titles,
can they make them any more embarrassing?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Here's the thing. I was married for a long time.
Yeah.
Not one time in 18 years with Kate, my ex-wife, did we watch porn. Not one.
What? I'm not judging her. She seemed to be she had a lot of class.
Yeah.
I don't want to use the word prude because that sounds mean.
Let me just say it. She was a little uptight.
Okay.
She was.
She ever want to see a ween skirt?
Not with me. She didn't.
Wait, I mean, do you think she cared at all about porn, or did she look at it like it's just nasty? It's for grunts of human beings.
I don't think she ever got into it. I don't think it ever did anything for her.
And you knew not to dare bring it up?
Oh, no. There was no way.
And did you sneak a look at it behind her back?
Oh, of course I did. On VHS back in the day.
Were you worried that she would find your VHS tape?
Oh, yeah. She did find them. She found them. And I did the old, I don't know whose those are. You know what? Oh, my. Maybe it was that guy who was doing the work here.
I'm sure you use my name. No. You guys all use me as the scapegoat for anything.
I was
the single guy, and a lot of the stuff I wasn't even doing, but you guys would be like, that's a JV thing.
That's right. I used you as a scapegoat like 30 or 40 times easy.
You guys all did.
Huh.
I can't remember what it was with Hollywood. There was a couple of things I would never, ever even do.
Right.
And he'd get busted and go, you know, it's a JV.
I did it one time when she found a brick of Coke in my coat. That damn JV, he's such a jokester.
I believe you did.
It wasn't a brick, but it was a good rock.
And you put it on me.
Of course I did. You were the perfect scapegoat.
Wait, so did she give it back to you?
I can't remember.
Good question. Well, here, go give this to JV.
Yeah.
If she was about to flush it, were you like, I said it's JV's? All panicked. She's like, well, your face doesn't look like it's JV's. You are panicked. All right, so Andy Cohen has Nick Jonas on asking him some personal questions.
Would you be into furries?
Possibly.
Okay.
What are furries? I've heard that before, but what is it?
That's those people that dress up like animals. And they sniff each other, and they scratch each other, and they clean each other.
And you get something out of this?
I don't.
People, like, are turned on?
It's
erotic?
A fetish. Yes, it is a fetish, and they think they
to,
end
like,
up...
To, like, sniff someone like they're an animal?
Correct. Yes.
And then they end up having animal sex?
Correct. That's what furries are. And there's conventions of furries.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
That seems so dumb.
It's out of control stupid. Dressing up like a, what are you? Hey, I'm a badger. Hey, no, I'm a skunk. Smell my backside.
Smell this beaver.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to.
Right. That's part of the convention. That's what
Natasha,
I paid for.
Another great shirt idea that we're probably not going to do. Smell the beaver. And then underneath the little saying, smell the beaver, is a beaver.
Yeah, just a little.
Could you get in trouble if you wore a shirt like that to work?
No, because it says smell the beaver, yeah. And then underneath it's a buck tooth.
It's
yeah,
a
cartoon.
With the platypus you tail on him. Yeah.
See the platypus?
Yeah, he's building a dead platypus.
That's. I would like a plate filled with it.
A lot of platypus. Yes, delish. Anyway, beaver, huh?
So beaver, huh?
Yeah, but what? Okay, say you were into the furry thing.
No, I'm not.
But just for a second, role play with me here.
Okay.
What would, JV, what would you want to dress up as if you could be a furry?
God, probably a moose knuckle.
So you're saying you wouldn't want me, like, crawling like a little kitty cat on the bed with my
maybe.
Butt?
Maybe.
Like,
yeah, that's cool.
Maybe so. Again, don't do these things while we're sober.
Why?
Because it's weird. It's weird. Yeah. It's like, God damn it, move. I'm trying to watch The Bachelor.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Get your tail out of the way.
I think I would dress up as I always liked, what's the one, a badger. A badger. I like that. He's mean. He's aggressive, but he's got his.
So before you mount someone like an animal as a furry in the corner, you're going to be a badger?
Yeah, you're a badger. You eat. Everybody's got his own role. That's what these furries do.
They're weird.
They spend thousands and
thousands. Not only weird, but just, I don't know, kind of boring. A badger is boring.
Oh, I like it because he's aggressive and he don't take ish.
What about a cougar?
Yeah. I've done a few of those
Although,
on Tinder.
Although, no, because that's the nickname for older chicks.
Yeah.
To like younger guys.
I don't know. Chipmunk? Squirrel?
No. Yeah. Squirrel, yeah. Just trying to get a nut.
Who is it? Get in line, pilgrim.
Would you be into getting spanked?
Getting spanked, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
I got a firm ass.
I know you do.
I have a nice bubbly butt myself. Right, Natasha?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Why'd you pause? You went, yeah, you do. I mean, my butt is, yeah. It's
extendo. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think Elvis is? Oh, God.
What?
What do you think? Oh.
I'm
going to verp.
You almost.
What do you.
What? My
what
ass?
What do you think Elvis's naked ass looks like?
Would you like to see it?
No.
I would never.
Are you looking forward to the day that you show your new girlfriend Jasmine your butt?
Listen, we've got through this. It's going to be dark.
We've gone
dark.
Through your ass.
Yeah.
Look, it's
we've
my butt.
We've gone through it.
We've combed through this butt.
And we found all kinds of things. Keys. We found a couple of hair clips.
So most guys, they don't walk around in daylight naked.
No.
Nah. Oh, no. Just, God, no. Not right
do,
now.
Do they purposely
I don't. I have body issues. I'm
I
embarrassed.
Do too. Yeah.
If I'm not perfection, I think there was maybe a seven-month period of my life where I'm like, God dang it, walk around naked. And I don't care who sees me.
You were a chiseled God.
Because look at me.
Yeah, Adonis. Yeah. Adore this while you can, because it ain't going to last too long.
Yeah. Have you ever had that time in your life, Elvis?
Not really, no.
No.
Then when I was about 14.
Not even 14, really, right?
Yeah, no, I was pretty, I was just always skinny. When I was a kid, I was always skinny.
But you guys don't care if your stuff is shown naked?
I do.
You do.
Well, as long as I prep it first.
Yeah.
I mean, guys have to go through a preparation. You have to get it ready.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, we've talked about this. Some guys are showers, some are growers. Some are showers where it's just always that way.
Yeah.
And then when it's time, it doesn't turn into much.
No, I got that.
But then there's other guys that are hiding a lot.
Yeah. That's
like,
me.
You know.
That's I'm a thimble until
most of my slinky is inverted.
Slinky.
Toy. Really quick, though, would you guys in the bedroom want to do some spanking? Would you like to be spanked, Elvis?
No, I don't like that. Yeah. And I
would weird. Imagine if your new girlfriend, Jasmine, spanked you in the butt, it would not stop for 10 minutes.
Seismic activity in San Francisco.
I'll do the spank, and then you do the sound effect afterwards. Okay, so come here, Elvis. Hey, a doghouse with JV and Elvis. Just a quick thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Did you know that someone not only follows the show through the radio, okay, they go to our site, and then on the site, they see that Natasha and I were making shirts. And they see that Natasha and I, we know we're making video. Look, I'm not going to lie. The people doing the bulk of the work for this doghouse is Natasha and I.
Yes, agreed. Okay? But, you know, I bring a lot. I think. I bring a lot to the table. Jesus Christ, can I win here? Freak.
You can win, but I mean, how much work do you really do outside of the show? You
know what I mean? I spent a couple hours. A couple hours. Wow.
Anyway, there's a guy who donated like $50. Just was what, it 50?
Yes, it was $50 to our movie. We made a movie.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Called Behind the House.
Yes.
Movie.com.
I wrote it. Yes.
Yeah, everyone, you have to go see the movie that Natasha and I. We're all starring in it, but yeah. Natasha and I filmed it. We wrote it. We filmed it. We edited it. We got it up there. It's very cool. DoghouseEmpire.com. Oh, I thought he was putting it on DoghouseEmpire.com. This was on the movie site?
It was on the movie site because on the movie site, you're able to donate money to go towards our next film.
Oh, nice. I forgot about that. And someone did. Well, nice. Look, it's only $50, nice. But I thought that was very nice.
Thanks, buddy. We'll spend it on Coke. Kidding!
Yeah, money's already spent.
Yeah, half a gram.
But we are working on new things. We have some cool stuff. Yeah, we're planning things right now.
Oh, no, in the planning stage.
I think you're going to dig it. I think that you'll dig it.
I know that you'll dig
it. You're going to dig it, with your titties. Before we get to the offbeat stories, Elvis, do you have something on your mind?
I do.
All right.
Yes, I do. And it's going back to living here in the city. And
I didn't know.
Yeah, I did.
So you live here in the city. Let me guess. It's the marina. You love the area.
What?
The place that you're in is slightly older.
Yes.
The building kind of creaks.
What?
And your roommate is a pack rat.
Right. Why? And I haven't even brought this up. Are you a mind reader?
Yes, that's what I do.
That's amazing. I'm outside yesterday dropping the garbage.
Yeah.
And I saw a rat the size of a small dog.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe I've ever seen a rat that actually had a tail longer than my dog.
Guess what? You've already shared this
story. No, this was the mice inside. This was a rat. I have mice inside. Oh. Now I got rats outside. This thing was like this. And it was in a corner. And it was corner. I went to drop the garbage into the chute or downstairs into the box. And I open it. And he's just like this. And he's sitting there staring at me in the corner. And he couldn't go right. And he couldn't go left. And he just went zing right to my right. And I went, ah! Dude, I've not seen a rat this size. He was at least a foot long. Yeah. Almost a foot long.
Can I ask you something?
Freak me out.
If you have cops coming to the house chasing people through your building.
Yeah.
And you are living with someone that's got all of his ish strewn everywhere.
Yeah.
And you are living with mice on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And you try to take stuff outside and there are rats looking up at you. What is so great?
Oh, don't mention the fire.
What is so great about your place? I love living in this new house.
One word.
What?
Character. Character. It's got character, man. It creaks. It's old.
That's no character I want.
Oh, dude, it's got character.
I would rather live in a brand new, squeaky clean area that has zero character.
Yeah.
Guess what? This has no character, but it's goddamn clean and safe.
Is this in a bad area?
No.
It sounds like
it. No, it's just, you know what? There's an old building right next to where I live, next to our building, that has been uninhabited for like 3 years.
Oh, so you know you got some people living out of that thing.
I think there's rodents or something in there, and it's like nobody lives there. It's just all boarded up.
People kind of living out in spaces. When I walk to work, I will see someone with their stuff, like on the side of Starbucks or like Safeway, and it's like, I don't have this many things.
Yeah, right.
How do you have so many things set up outside?
Right. Yeah.
And then if I walk back an hour, you're going to be gone.
Yeah.
Your stuff is in everything. You have become a professional mover.
You should be a professional roadie. You should go on tour with
and and clearly you have everything set out.
Mm.
Well, 75% of the stuff is set out in a way that you like it. And then the rest is just reach out the tent and throw it. But
Yeah. Is it a tent or just a tarp there?
So
on?
You're taking all this time to set it up, and then you enjoy your night, and then how do you get it all together and carry?
That I don't
to know. Me, you would need a small pickup to move all this. Yeah. How are you doing it?
I don't know. Maybe they've got some kind of fold-up cart. That just expands and
ready to go on wheels. Throw it on a skateboard and go.
Yeah, and they've got a, like a pizza oven out there. They've got everything. Yeah. They got their phone set up.
There's a barbecue grill. Something. There's a radio that doesn't work, but still, it's out there.
Some disco ball.
You got a water cooler to go to the bathroom in. And then someone comes along going, are you going to eat what's in there? I didn't plan on it, but, and before the person can say, but, someone eats it.
Whoa, scarf.
Well, then I'll take that cigarette.
I'll eat me cigs. I don't care. Nice roughage.
These guys are always asking me for a light, too. Hey, hey, hey! Whoa, what?
You got a light? What?
No.
You've got everything else here. Why wouldn't you have a freaking lighter?
A package of lights so you can give them a light.
No, even if I had one, I'm still going to say no because you're scaring me the way you're asking.
Hey, you got one?
Hey, yeah?
Whoa.
Hey, I got a light.
What I do so?
I feel like if I give you that light, I've now been jumped into your gang.
Yeah,
And the only way I'm going to get out is if you force sex. You're going to make me have sex with a person down the road. And you're going to go suck that thing so that we can get paid. No.
Hey, meet Jeff. He's one of us. He's been initiated.
He just gave me a light.
Hey, you got to learn the light.
He just gave me a light. You know what that means?
Yeah.
Oh, he's one of those. Geez. Oh.
Welcome.
Did we say we were going to do offbeat stories?
We didn't say that yet.
No, we didn't say it, but maybe my mind thought
we were doing... Mine could have, it could have entertained it, and it just didn't express it through your big blabber mouth.
My mind is so entertaining, and my mouth is so blabbery.
Blubbery.
What do you got, Elvis?
Oh, in Greece. Check this out.
Check it out.
There's a wedding going on, and one of the customs at a wedding is for the best man to slap the groom and the priest on the back after they're married, okay?
Oh, like a pat?
No, kind of like this right here, kind of a... Oh.
Hey! Okay.
Hey! Well, the best man, I guess, got a little aggressive with the priest. He did it a couple times.
Yeah.
Priest turned around and clocked the best man and knocked him out.
Yeah! I love that.
It's a tradition that they do this patting of the back.
Traditions.
But the guy took it too far.
So many of them are silly and they don't make sense and we don't know why we're doing it. But here's an opportunity for us to change this a little bit.
Eh.
So when the best man slaps the priest on the back, the priest, who's supposed to be so godly, punches him and tries to knock him out.
Right.
So now when I'm asking you to be my best man, you're like, how big is the priest?
Yeah, I got a glass jaw.
Has he punched? Did he knock the last guy out?
I had some concussions as a youngster. Yeah. I mean,
you know, can I tell you something really quick?
Please do.
Okay, so you don't want me to. That's fine.
No, I do.
Oh, Natasha?
Yes, I would like to hear.
I'm actually pretty happy by what I saw in the news.
Okay.
Obviously not by this Orlando shooting. It's so horrible. It's
horrific.
I mean, obviously, it's hard for anyone to put into words what has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What I was really impressed by, let me first say that I've been screwed over by the church. I'll say the word, molestation. Family members molested by a priest that we trusted so much. Elvis has had bad experiences.
Yep.
So when you hear us question the church, there's something behind it. We're not just some tools going, well, you know, it's cool to question the church. Right. No, we're asking some serious questions for a lot of reasons. And we've railed against organized religion. We've wondered, do we really need it? Anyway, let me skip to this. So I've been railing on organized religion for a long time.
Right.
But after this shooting, there's the leader of the LGBT community in Orlando out there for this vigil, and the amount of priests that came and brought their congregation.
Wow, that's awesome.
When traditionally, you know, you're supposed to tell these people, well, even if the priests are like, well, because a lot of priests are softer about it now. They're like, well, look, I'm just going to tell you what the Bible says and you decide for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
They've gone beyond that.
Wow.
The amount of priests in the Orlando area that are coming out for the gay community, it's great.
That's awesome.
It's
awesome stuff.
Yeah, you had to say something else?
I just want to say, hopefully this, and it takes a tragedy sometime.
Yeah, hopefully this opens the door to people to open
their minds about people. We're all on this planet together.
Or maybe some of these priests will go back to their church and go, you know what, we're going to regularly we're going to get into this thing and talk about it, and we're going to remind these kids that, you know, that this isn't necessarily a sin. Maybe we were looking at this one.
Yeah.
It was talked about twice in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Maybe we kind of had some things wrong. So we just want to let you know that the only sick thing is not sick to be gay.
Right.
It is sick to hate someone
there it is.
For being different.
Right.
And then we just go from there.
Perfect, man.
It is the Doghouse with JV and Elvis. I'm JV.
Hello, it's Elvis.
And this is producer Natasha Yee.
All right, let's bring Ronnie Rose on. She became an overnight star. I mean, everyone was talking about
her. Viral sensation.
When suddenly the camera was paused, you saw Steph Curry standing there, and you saw his back. But then beyond him was this gorgeous
luscious,
woman.
Beautiful woman.
And she's on now. Ronnie Rose, thanks for being on.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Doing good. Thank you.
So, if Steph Curry was interested in you, do you think you would be interested in him? Like, let's say Steph was like, whoa, hold on.
Yeah.
He called a timeout at that moment.
On the floor.
And then he asked if he could kick it with you off to the side. Would you ever?
No. He's married, and in my personal opinion, I think he resembles my brothers a little bit.
Oh, really? Your brothers are kind of, they're like talented but corny? Is that what you mean?
and they're 12?
they're young. Yeah, they're young. And they're light-skinned and, you know, no tattoos and have the basketball player frame. And, they look like him.
Do you, by the way, how did you get those amazing seats?
Oh, I thought you were going to say those amazing something else. How'd you get
my boyfriend? He's a season ticket holder.
Oh, so were you with your boyfriend at the game?
I was. I was actually holding his hand in that picture, but they didn't show that part.
Well, no. I would have blurred that out, too. I would have edited that. I would have cried because I want a story.
Yeah.
Was your boyfriend upset that the entire world was trying to act like there was a moment there between you and Steph Curry?
No, he was so excited by the whole thing. He's like, oh, man, you got to wear something sexier next time, and we got to throw some parties. And he's really excited. He's pushing a little bit harder than me right now.
Gotcha. Hey, we heard that your boyfriend is a rapper. Does your boyfriend rap?
No, he's not.
On the phone again, we've got Ronnie Rose. She was the girl in the photo, the very attractive lady, the big Warriors fan. In the photo was Steph Curry that went viral. So once again, you're saying there was nothing going on between you guys.
No, I actually wasn't looking at him. Where my seats are, the bench is down and to the left, and he had just made his three, and he was walking over to the bench, and I was kind of looking at the bench where the game is at, and so it looked like we made eye contact. Oh. And as far as me looking sexy, I don't know. I guess I just have that naturally.
You do. Oh, yeah, you do.
You know what I like about you is that you could have run with this. I mean, you're being very honest. You could have easily said, oh, yeah, he was staring at me. What can I do? Look at me. Who wouldn't? That's what you could have ran with.
Yeah. A lot of people have been contacting me and telling me to go that route. But to be honest, I feel like I was pretty successful before this fame came along. So I don't need to sell my soul.
And by the way, I'm sorry, Ronnie, for not knowing what is it that you were already famous for?
Well, I actually own a business. I have a dance studio, and I already do what I'm doing now. Just it's times 10. So I was already a video vixen for a lot of the Bay Area rappers and stuff. I already, did a lot of modeling, and then I already danced. And like I said, I already own a business. So everything is just times 10 now.
Gotcha. So it's my understanding, to do the video vixen thing, because a lot of people wanted me to be in their videos.
I know.
Dancing in a tiny... Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in a two-piece bikini.
It's my understanding that it's a lot of fun, but after a little while, you're like, hold on, you guys aren't really paying me enough. Is that the case?
Yeah.
You know what? You got to just weave out the right gigs. So, you know, some of them offer a little bit, some of them offer not so much. And then you got to figure out which ones are promotion. The ones that are really good promo, sometimes you just kind of got to go for it and do it. But it's not too bad. Payment for me is not too bad. Get payment for me is not too bad.
Again, this is the voice of Ronnie Rose. All of social media was going crazy when she was seen over Steph Curry's shoulder, and people thought there was a moment between Steph and Ronnie here. Elvis, you had something?
Yeah, I want to ask you now. You've been looked at as kind of a good luck charm up until Monday night. If it does go to a Game 7, are you going?
Definitely. I'll be there.
Right. And you'll be wearing what?
Something tight.
Yeah. The last with note, heels. Ronnie Rose, are you a stripper? Do you work at a strip club?
Well, I used to be. I don't do it no more, but I used to be. I got to say, I think I was one of the best in the Bay Area.
Oh, and based on what?
Just pure talent. My stage show captivated a lot of viewers. I got a lot of fans. I mean, if you ask around, when Rose would go on the stage, I would literally leave with a garbage bag.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah, I did that too when I stripped, but it was on my head. Yeah. The garbage bag.
No, it was your garbage bag had to pick up the eggs and the banana peels.
And the vomit from people.
And yeah.
I had to clean up the vomit.
You had to clean up all the vomit from people looking at you.
He had to give them a shield. They were throwing quarters probably.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, what is going on with strip clubs now? Look, I've seen your photo and you are gorgeous, but what is going on? Yeah. Natasha, our producer here, is my wife. She and I watch a lot of reality television. And they're taking a lot of cameras into the strip clubs, and I'm looking at these girls, and I'm going, Jesus Christ, they will give the stage to anyone. Wow. But the people seem to be into it. What happened with the decline in
talent?
Talent, if you'd call it that, on the stages now.
I guess it's really all a matter of opinion, and a lot of these club owners, I think, are getting a little greedy to where it's just like, hey, if you want to get up there and somehow make any money that's really being made off of more so the dances, the private shows and stuff like that, any money that's being made off of that, the club gets a piece of it. Yeah. So, hey, if you can sell something, I want a piece. And that's kind of how they did. And I guess that's what made me unique is I didn't do a lot of privates. Like I said, I would go on stage and just get it thrown at me. So it was easier for me.
But I did
real well.
I guess I'm shocked. Back when I was going to strip clubs, all the girls looked like you. They were beautiful. And now when I see on television, I'm like, first of all, what is in this woman's mind for her to even go ask for a gig? Because I know you have a mirror at home.
Yeah.
And then how is the
and
club,
a toothbrush,
how is the club owner also looking at her and going, oh yeah, this will make us some money? It's honestly, some of the ladies are pretty gross.
Yeah. He's got a great point from what I heard.
You do. I mean, I've been around some clubs where I've seen some maybe sixes and not tens. But you know what? Everybody has their own opinion on what a ten is.
Yeah,
so
that's true. Like I said, the customers seem to be happy. They're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, so. You know, maybe the customers want just that.
Now, Ronnie, we've got Ronnie Rose here. Ronnie, now, is it true you don't work out at all?
Well, that's not true because I do a woman's workshop. I do something called Twerk and Work, and it's a dance slash aerobics.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
So a lot of it is genetics, thank God. My dad is actually a personal trainer, and my mom's just built slim. So I do have an advantage there, but I put my work in. My work in.
You just don't go to the gym, though, right? Lift weights?
No, okay. No need for me to go to the gym, no.
All right, got it.
We should, Elvis, as soon as your back gets better, we should have you take a class from Ronnie.
Okay, I'm in. Ronnie, I'm in.
That would be really cool.
Yeah, where is it? Where's your classes?
It's in Oakland. It's in Oakland, Rose King's 550 West Grand Street, and it's nice. It's a pretty good sized studio, and it's good enough for me to yell at people and get them to a good workout to where they sweat off some of those pounds, and you know.
Well, you have a great personality.
We'd
love to do some stuff with you. For the people that have just heard, again, Ronnie Rose, you all saw the photo where Steph Curry was paused. It looks like he was staring at her, and maybe she was looking back at him. She's saying that's not the case, but for people that want to see you more, talk to you more, do you want to give out anything social media wise or a website or something?
Sure. I mean, I guess everybody knows my Instagram. It's @get_it_rose, but that's also for my Twitter and it's also for my Snap, which Snap I'm not on very much, but in that bio, it has my email. I did mention my dance studio, and that's kind of pretty much where you can find me. And I'll just be throwing events everywhere. I mean, my next event, I'm throwing a basketball tournament in Livermore. So you guys got to catch me around.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ronnie.
It is the Doghouse with JV and Elvis. I'm JV.
Hello, it's Elvis.
And this is producer Natasha Yee.
I would ask you to come over here and dial the phone. Elvis's phone next to him is not working.
Uh-huh.
And I can't. I don't understand the phone. I really don't.
You worked there a decade.
I know, but you were going to come over here and dial the phone. If you can get over here, why are you moving like the Tin Man who needs some oil?
Last night I threw my back out.
Oh. Reaching for more food.
No. You know,
if I'm being honest, you look bloated, dude.
It's food related. I ate a sandwich called the Rated R yesterday.
The Rated R?
I ate it last night. It had buffalo chicken. It had two kinds of cheeses.
Yeah.
It had spicy mayo.
Yeah.
And I said, he goes, do you want all the veggies? Nope.
No veggies.
So it had cheeses. And then I ate a Dove bar and some chips.
What's going on with
you? I'm out of control.
What do you mean with you? What about us? We did the same thing. Yesterday, I went to go see Pop Star, which I, well, we did.
Okay, yeah.
Which I recommend.
Really?
It was funny.
It's supposed to be good. I don't like him. I want to hate him.
You don't like that guy?
I don't like that guy. I hate on anybody SNL, I guess.
Yeah, this was good. It was funny. But, of course, we loaded up on the Chipotle.
Ugh.
And then I don't know why, last night, we could have gotten things back together, but then I ordered another massive plate. It was just a big old burrito and then tacos filled with every yumminess you could get on it.
So last night I ate all that stuff, and then I thought, you know what? Tomorrow I'm starting. Here we go. Here we go, because I know you guys are juicing, you know, all day today, too.
Sure, sure.
So I go, you know what I need to do? I need to get on the floor and stretch.
I think stretching is bogus, by the way.
But I lost a disc in my back, remember? That thing is gone.
But look what you did. This is why people go and stretch a lot of times and injure themselves.
Well, I remembered some of the stretches I had to do for physical therapy, and I started doing them one leg up in the air with one crossed over. I did my right leg. I went to go to my left leg, and I felt a da-dunk. Like a pop.
In your back?
In my back. And right then, the pain has gone down the legs. And
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
If anyone were to try to lift your left leg, they would have their back go out.
it's like seven
it's
canned
not just,
hams.
It's not like you have a weak back. It's just that you have such a heavy leg.
Right. It's massive.
No one can lift it. Oh. Natasha, I would give you $1,000 if you can lift his leg and not get injured.
But I'm hurt. Go for it.
No, lie down.
We got to come over here and dial. We're going to get to a guest here.
Come in.
To one of our listeners,
yes,
Chessa said, "Hey JV, can you please help me out? I am a filmmaker. I love the art of filmmaking. I love it. I'm gonna tell you something. I go to the movies mostly to get inspired about making movies, and I get so full I just go home and sleep. But I wish in the day before we came back here, I would go home and work on my film stuff. You know,
you will.
I will."
Hello.
Hi, Chessa.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Great.
Wonderful. I was just telling these guys that, I'm really, really into filmmaking. I love watching films. I love everything that goes into it. I'm obsessed with it. By the way, when you get a chance, you have to watch the movie that Natasha and I made. Natasha, is there a link on our site?
Yes, there is.
Did you know that Natasha and I, we made a movie just with ourselves, and it's difficult to do it with just two people, but we did.
It's amazing.
It's pretty good.
I think Elvis told me that it was on the site.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you get a chance, you go check it out. So, you graduated from where?
Well, I have not graduated from university yet. I'm about to enter my last year.
Okay.
And I attend Ithaca College in upstate New York.
Oh, wow. So you're a New York listener?
I am a California listener. I'm from the Bay Area, but I go to school in New York.
Wow.
Gotcha.
That's cool.
That is really cool. So are you learning a lot at this school with filmmaking?
Yeah, I've turned a ton, and it's been able to really help my films, which is really exciting to see.
Cool. So you're like, I'm not going to wait till I graduate. Let's get going on the first film. You're ready to dive in right now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This film that I'm currently working on is for my senior thesis film for the university.
Okay.
And I heard that it's porn.
No, it's not porn. No. No.
Would you? Far from it.
Now, listen, Chessa, if you were offered a substantial amount of money to, you know, get into the business and do a couple, you know, direct a couple of porn films. Would you do it?
Take all of her skill set to porn? Of course she wouldn't. I don't think.
I don't think that's really my thing. As like a feminist, I don't know that I could really support that.
Yeah, she is a feminist, and she is her work. There's meaning behind it. We're going to get to that in a second. Do you worry sometimes that the field is super packed, and it's like it's difficult to get your stuff out there and to get it distributed when everyone and their mother out there is trying to make a film? Or do you not worry about that? You're just going to go do what is coming from your heart and mind.
I mean, it's definitely, there's a lot of competition, but right now I think we're in a really big indie film period. So as an independent filmmaker, there are a lot of opportunities. There's a lot of film festivals. So that's kind of the direction that I'm going in for this film right now. And yeah, as long as I'm making films that I'm passionate about and making them well, I'm hoping that, you know, they'll get picked up and seen by more people, and that will be my break.
Awesome. You know, I have, this has happened to me a couple of times where you put so much into the project.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm lucky that I've been doing radio for a long time, so we have a following, and I'm thankful for that, because a couple of times we did work so hard, and we put stuff out, and like nobody watched it, and there's nothing more disheartening.
Because you put your heart and soul into it. Yeah,
yeah, and it took you so long. You want to go, hey, does anyone know how long we worked on this? No one watched it. What the hell?
Nobody sees my vision.
So I don't know. I worry that you know, will happen to other people. But yeah, as long as you love what you're doing, you just got to keep on doing it. This is going to be your first major project. Tell us about it. What's the film you're wanting to do?
Okay, so I just finished filming it. In fact, I just returned from the Netherlands where I shot the film.
Oh, wow. And you already did it. Okay. Wow.
Well, I just shot it. We had a 5-day shoot, and right now we're in the process of crowdfunding for the film and editing, doing sound design, music. So there's still a lot of work that's going to go into it. It's going to be released December 2016. This film is a short film. It's about two girls who have meet in a chance encounter on a train, and it's about the adventure they share together for the night. It's a coming-of-age film. It's a self-acceptance film, and it's a little bit of a coming-out story. So it details, like, the passion for life and adventure, and it's built around a German phrase that translates to "we always meet twice in life."
Wow. That's kind
awesome.
Of deep and cool. And so you said there's also a good lesbian scene in it.
There is, yeah. It's a bit of a coming out story, a self-acceptance story. So it is an LGBT film, and it is kind of about the experiences they have with that. But it is not completely centered around that fact. It's more of a travel film and life film with characters that happen to be LGBT.
Wow. And are you, and it not that it matters, but I'm just curious, are you also LGBT? Like, do you are you coming from, like, experience and personal stories that you know, stuff that you've experienced yourself? Or?
Yeah, it's very loosely based off of my own experiences. So the whole story is, 4 years ago, two friends and I went to Europe, and we met four other people on a train. So we loosely adapted that story, and then I changed it to be an LGBT story and very loosely based it off of my own experiences. But
gotcha.
It's not completely, the characters aren't in any way a representation of me, but rather just a collection of stories from people I know and experiences that I've heard.
All right, so this is Chessa on the line. Like you, she's a listener of ours, and so we're like, hey, let's do what we can here and there to support people in their dreams. I always get excited about that. So you are, you did the shooting part, but you still have a long way to go, and you're looking for a little crowdfunding help. We're going to put all the information up on our page. What is the goal? What are you trying to reach, Chessa?
Well, our goal is set for 1,800. We're 82% funded right now, and we have 15 days left.
Excellent.
Okay, so I'm not great with math. You need how much more left here? About?
About 400, a little less, 370, if we're being exact.
Can a few people go? It would be so awesome if there's a few people that could do $50, $100.
Right.
I'm going to definitely go check on there and look, and I would love to see a message from you saying, hey,
nice.
I heard Chessa on the Doghouse, and I decided to get her back on this so she can get her first film out. Chessa, good luck with everything. We want to stay close with you on everything, and hopefully one day we'll do a project together as well.
Beautiful.
Yes, that would be absolutely amazing.
All right, cool. You have a great day today.
Yeah.
All right, great. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
If you're my friend, if you're my friend, and you claim you are my friend,
that we've been friends for a while,
then you will let me mash all of my business in your face.
Yeah,
right now.
That's a buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's giving it all.
No, I'm talking to you.
Oh, wait.
If you're my friend,
wait a sec.
You'll let me come over and I just go, hey, take these. And I call it the mashed potato eater.
So are you?
That's the new thing. Your friend is sitting down in a chair. And you walk up and you go, take these mashed potatoes.
And you mash. As a good friend, you sit there and you take that.
Yeah.
You just go, because I'm a good friend. And this is what friends do. They take them taters.
See, that's the thing, Natasha, where you girls, you're not like us guys.
No, not even close.
Like, you guys wouldn't be down for something like that. If I'm your guy friend and I go, hey, you take these mashed potatoes and right to your face, you'd be like, no. Hey, no.
And you just take it however he gives it too.
Yeah.
You just sit there. And if it's a long tater mash,
might be a long time.
You never know. But as
a
buddy,
might be right after the gym. Right after a sweat session.
That doesn't come into play.
And I announce what I'm doing. I go, you take these sweaty mashed potatoes.
You take them and you like them.
And you probably wouldn't like it, but as guys.
Yeah, we'll do it.
And we're friends and we know what a friendship means.
Yep.
And you understand the guy wants to give me the mashed potato.
And it could be at any time. It doesn't matter. It could be at your wedding. And you are getting married and your buddy goes, tater time. You take these mashed potatoes. Bam. Dude, it's the happiest day of my life. Okay, as a buddy, you sit down, you take his taters till he's done.
You know, I was about to get married, or actually we were going to do the toast, but if you want to give me the mashed potatoes first, go ahead.
And you're just mashing taters into your buddy's face, and people are looking at their watches. This has gone on for
an
hour.
And, you know, this is a tradition now that people have gotten used to, so they're wondering, hey, how long you think he's going to mash those taters?
And the DJ's trying to match the music to your tater mashing.
When you guys are doing this to each other, do people... Your buddies.
Well, hey, ting, 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 ting. None of that. We're mashing taters up here.
They just stand there and watch and laugh?
Well, yeah. Well, I don't know. They could laugh for a minute,
and
but
then
they
what
understand.
Do you do, the person getting the...
The taters.
Taters.
You just sit there with your eyes closed.
Oh, yeah.
And you laugh or you...
No.
Dead serious.
You
serious.
Act like you don't
you
like it.
You sit there. No.
It's... You're not...
You just sit there. There's no expression. People don't even know what you're thinking.
Here's the expression. Your mouth's like
so
open.
So wait, mouth open?
Mouth open. You're kind of...
I don't know if I'm with that.
What?
We haven't started this new tradition if you're just now tuning in.
Yeah.
New tradition where you tell your buddy, hey, I got some mashed potatoes for you. And it's just all of your junk and biz.
Yeah, right.
That's right to his face. Now Elvis is saying the recipient sits there with the mouth open.
Just like a little bit, like an inch.
No.
And the eyes are closed. Your eyes are closed and you just take it. And it depends. I mean, if it's... Okay, I'm not going to get too graphic. But listen, as a guy, and if that's your best buddy, you know he's going to do it to you at some time. You got to do the same thing. So.
And if someone tries to come do it to me in a bathing suit or underwear, I'd be like, oh, so you're scared.
Yeah.
You're afraid to show me your true friendship here.
You know what a true friend would do?
Mm.
Say, I'm dying of cancer, and I'm on my deathbed. I got a few minutes left.
Yeah.
You would mash taters right in my face.
You would want that?
I would have to take it. It's not that I'd want it. I'd want to like think about the afterlife and what's coming up. But if you're mashing taters, if you feel the need to mash taters into my proboscis or wherever you're throwing your throbbing motion, I mean, then I've got to take it. And that's the last thing I remember is your taters. Seriously, think about that. That's the last thing on earth
and
I remember is that stinky Jim tater in a banana hammock.
I talk about this at your eulogy.
Yeah, right.
No, even worse.
Oh, not a
even
not a dry
worse.
Eye in
I want
the house.
I want you to listen.
Yeah,
I'm delivering the eulogy.
Yes,
and I say, do you know what Dan liked most? And I walk over to your casket.
Whoa! Ow, my back.
And I'm calling.
Oh, dude.
Oh, Elvis hurt his back.
I hurt my back. But geez, you know what? And as a dead corpse, I'd have to sit there and take it.
Mouth slightly.
So ajar.
You
can manipulate
the person
mouth.
That prepared you.
Yeah.
Has your mouth shut so I slightly.
It's in my will. It's in my last dying wishes.
Slightly leave my mouth open. You don't need to know why. They'll get it.
It's a eulogy thing. I just don't know what's coming.
and you just fling open that casket and you're mashing taters, you are actually mounting that casket.
Yeah. And look, if I'm being honest, he would have loved everyone to do this, including the ladies. We got some fake ones sitting over here in a bucket.
I want you to all mash taters on my dead corpse face. Listen, go for it. She doesn't think it's funny at all. No,
she did a couple times, but she's like,
"It was just to be part of the group."
Yeah, yes. Like, this is going on.
You know what? This just proves that women are more mature than guys.
Well done.
No, less fun.
Yeah,
well, less, no, not less fun.
Fun.
You know,
I agree with that.
After a certain age, though, you guys don't do stuff like that to each other.
But the thought of it is awesome.
That's what makes
us laugh. And we're like wishing that stuff like that would happen.
Yeah, true that. Mm-hmm. Tater.
I mean, the thought of it isn't the thought of it funny.
Mm. It's funny, yeah.
No, it's not. You're just laughing to laugh. That's okay. We know what we got.
Before we get out of here, I wanted to talk about something.
Talk to you.
I would like to talk to you. Okay, Natasha, like that.
Like what?
You like the sound effects. That's another guy thing.
Yeah, that's us.
Nah, she didn't. That's
no,
fine.
I like listen. The sound. I like okay. the sound effects.
Do you like this one? Try that one.
I don't want to do
it. Yeah, Natasha, try it.
No.
Try this one. Try it.
No.
Please.
I refuse. No.
Is that it? Try that one again. I didn't even put it. You got to double pull on that, don't you? You got to. Try it, Natasha, the impressionist.
Let me do another one.
All right.
Did you guys not hear the Yelp review where the guy was complaining that
don't screw
all
him.
We do are fart jokes and fart sounds?
We just did the mashed potatoes and some sound effects.
That's a good segment.
Do the mashed potatoes.
What if we...
You can do anything after the snort and it'd be good.
Yeah.
Natasha's in it now. She loves it.
A bunch of bubble came out of my nose.
Oh. Yeah.
Juvenile.
Well, duh. Juvenile. Welcome to it. I never claimed to be mature.
I don't know if we're going to have time for... I don't know if we're going to have time for what I wanted to talk about.
Oh, no.
So tomorrow, remind me when we sign on. Remind me when we sign on tomorrow to talk about Natasha's cycle.
Okay, got it. Dig that.
She broke it down.
Oh, all
for
the
me
way,
yesterday,
huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Excuse me.
I actually figured out, you know, last week I was depressed and I didn't know why.
Yeah.
I figured out the reason why I was
again
depressed.
When we imitate Natasha saying I'm so sad, we do that in sound effects as well. It goes
What if you did a
That works too. Yeah. Anyway, tomorrow on the show,
yeah,
we're gonna talk about Natasha's cycle. It's very interesting to hear how she breaks this down.
Okay, man,
and it's very sad for someone like me who is her partner.
Oh,
knowing how much I love her,
yeah,
and I am stuck. I'm saddled with not her as a person,
no,
but her cycle.
Okay,
we'll talk about it tomorrow. Coming up next, the Mo
Daily Experience.